Muffin, Tiki Scratch,
Hey, yo, mic check, 1, 2, episode, what episode is this?
253, I say, with a question mark, hold on.
Yeah, right. You said that shit like we was in a cereal commercial, like, 253,
253,
hold on, start that, episode 253, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And yeah, we about to get it popping. What's going on, Josh?
Man, not much, bro. You got into something really dope, and I want to ask you about that. Before we do that, I want to make one quick declaration. This is the motherfucking year we win in the NBA championship.
Listen, I hear a lot of y'all New Yorkers, and you know I love and adore y'all in New York. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all niggas talking about the Knicks. Ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
My man Bo from up NY, I sent him a message like, might be seeing y'all first round, bro. He was like, he's like, I'm so fucking mad. We did so good this year, and we're gonna get the fucking Sixers in the first round. And I was like, yeah, bro.
I'm cool with it. Milwaukee, trash. Look who y'all got.
Bro.
Doc Rivers, not gonna fucking happen.
Nope. They going to lose in the first round. Indiana going to beat them in the first round. Bro, I'm
going to beat the brakes off of them.
Maxey is the best player that Embiid has played with. And that's not to say, like, listen, James Harden is a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying Maxey's going to the Hall of Fame. He is. But I'm not saying Maxey's going to the Hall of Fame.
We're not going to see it, but it's going to happen.
Maxey is better right now than Harden was last year.
That's a fact.
Better shooter.
That's a motherfucking fact.
And he's faster, and he tries hard on defense. He's not good.
He
just gives more effort.
Yep.
He's better. Now, the only one I could say is maybe Jimmy was like kind of at the height of Jimmy at that point. So maybe not Jimmy, but Maxey is legitimately. I am not scared in a fourth quarter. Bro, I tried for a long time to be on the Ben Simmons bandwagon. I tried.
His game was beautiful when it was clicking.
But beautiful. Man, I cannot tell you how many times in the fourth quarter I'm like, yo, leave that shit to Ben. Like, please put the shit ball in somebody else's hands. I am not scared of a ball being in Maxey's hands or like taking a bad shot or like fumbling off his leg or some shit. Like, he's gonna get us a basket. If we need him to get us a basket, he's gonna get us a basket. I'm telling you, man, this is the best team we've ever had going into a playoff. And Maxey is the best co-star we've had. And we don't even talk about this enough. Aside from the Heat, who have Spoelstra, we're going to have the best coach in almost any matchup. Nick Nurse is a better coach than anybody else in the East, except for maybe Spoelstra.
Yeah. You niggas think Milwaukee beating us with motherfucking Doc Rivers? They, like you said, Indiana is washing y'all, straight up. Giannis, they talking about his calf.
He might not even play the first round.
Whatever the fuck it is. Stephen A. said it, I don't know if it was last night or the night before. He's like, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, if Giannis play or if he don't play, Indiana's getting them the fuck out of here. Indiana not getting us out of here.
No.
Straight
up. Going to put Miles Turner in the rim. He's done that shit all since Miles Turner been in the league. He been putting him in the rim. He ain't stopping him.
And I'm not afraid. Boston, you know, we got history with Boston. And I'm going to be humble when talking about Boston. I'm not afraid of Boston, dog. We took them to 7 games last year with motherfucking James Harden, who was acting like that nigga acting like he wanted to be at the fucking concession stand. I'm not scared of Boston. And I'm not scared of
nobody, bro.
Straight up. I'm not seeing the Sixers are going to win the championship. You I'm said that, and I co-sign it. But I'm not going to say it. I just co-sign what you said. I'm not afraid of no motherfucking Denver, because every time Embiid play against Jokic, he putting up historic numbers. And I know it ain't just a one-on-one game. I'm not scared of them niggas. And I'm not scared of nobody in the East.
Maxey is better than Jamal Murray.
Come on, man.
Yes.
That's a fact. And Jamal Murray, the other day, he said, you know, I feel like we the best duo in the league. Nigga, how?
You not, with the bro. Sixers. Like, I'm
how?
Sold 1,000% that this is the year, bro. Like, I look at this team and I go, when they're all there, when they're all together, they're just like, man, dog, Maxey is him. Like, that's why I think that's my biggest thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is that I really just look at Maxey and go, oh, he's him. Like, he's not scared. Mm-hmm. He'll take the game on in the fourth quarter and be like, all right, I got to put up 20 this quarter. I'll go put up 20. Like, I'll put up 20, no problem. That's what I'll do that because I can do that. And, bro, I told people when he was a rookie, I said to folks he would get rookie of the year if he was playing the same amount of minutes as LaMelo and all them dudes. If he was playing the same amount of time, he would have got rookie of the year. Dog, Doc Rivers has held that dude back, man. He'd probably even be better than he was.
How many other guys did Doc Rivers hold back? I ain't even talking about just over the course of his career. Yeah,
Isaiah Joe's a sixth man of the year candidate, and he's in fucking Oklahoma because Doc don't want to play him. Dog, Doc benched Maxey last year. Put him on the bench.
And he lied about it. And Maxey, because he's so pure, he went and exposed the lie accidentally. He said, oh, yeah, you know, Doc texted me and said, yo, bro, we got to throw you on the bench. We all looking like, nigga, that my keyboard. we all looking like, nigga, that's not what Doc told us. Doc told us, he said he want to be on the bench. Get the fuck out of here.
That's another thing. It's also because Maxey is the sweetest soul in the world. He deserve it. Like, that dude deserve all the greatness that'll happen to him.
He's a silent
assassin. Yo, he's the babyface assassin. Dog, he will
fucking killer.
Kill you and just be like, go back at the court.
He cheesing. Imagine a nigga drop a 50 ball on you. He just cheesing. High fiving niggas and shit. Yeah, good game.
Maxey like, put up 250 point games. We don't even talk about it. Like, man, you know, but.
Yeah.
Maxey can give you 30 without, like, he gives you 30, and we don't even go, like, oh, man, like, Maxey put on a great game. We're like, oh, yeah, I expect that. I expect
he's
that shit
balling
from
out.
That dude is a horse. I'm telling you, I believe wholeheartedly this is the year. Like, I think it lined up good for us. You know what? Fuck it. We'll go through the play-in. We're going to beat Jimmy and them tomorrow. Shout out. We have a live show tomorrow. I don't know if this is going to be up in time, but we have a live show tomorrow. At 48 Record Bar, check our social medias.
I got to edit it and put it up. You said that. So, yes, this will be up. Shit, tonight.
But what I really believe, bro, this is the year, man. We are lined up really well. We're going to beat the Heat. Then we go play the Knicks. We're going to end up beating the Knicks. Nope. Then we're going to get Indiana in a second because they're going to knock off the Bucks. Then we're going to wash them in five games. Then we're going to get the Celtics. And we're going to beat the Celtics in six games. I'm calling it right now. Six games we beat the Celtics.
You know why? Because we have a righteous city that is also racist. I don't like what Philly fans.
Racist Boston.
Fucking racist. This city's racist as shit, too. Around the corner from where I live right now, when the Black Lives Matter protest was happening, white dudes was popping out of their cribs with baseball bats. You know what I'm saying? So Philadelphia is absolutely racist, too. But we a righteous fucking town. We deserve it. Maxey deserves it. Fuck it. Embiid deserves it. And look at the cast we got around these niggas, man.
Kelly Oubre coming through.
Oubre is balling out. Like
Tobias come back on. There, just, you know, being a come good on. Guy and reading books. And yeah, good a locker good, room guy.
Good locker like, room he's guy. A good
solid locker room guy. You know what I mean? We got Kyle Lowry. We got a Philly boy on the team.
That's crazy.
That's the Rena title, man.
Listen. Come on. I'm with it. And, you know, I don't know how all this is going to play out. I'm not a psychic anymore. You know what I'm saying? But we going to see. We going to see. And I feel fucking good. I align with you and I join you in that feeling. I feel good about this year. You know what I'm saying? Who going to fucking beat us?
Embiid was...
Who's going to beat us?
Was averaging more points than he was minutes when he got hurt. My man was averaging more than a point a minute. You're not... Yeah, him and Wilt. That was he was putting up Wilt numbers, bro, like when ever? He got hurt. Wilt numbers.
Come on, man.
It's over, bro. It's the year. This is the year, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dog. And he ain't even back to cooking yet. Fully.
He ain't back but by the time he gets like to the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston, he will be. Nice and healthy by then. Have had like 2 months going. Mm-hmm. Going through the playoffs, about a month up in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Dog, it's over, man. I'm telling you, man. It's this the year. This is the year.
Yeah. I'm not worried about no motherfucker OKC Denver, coming out of the West.
Clippers. I want to see the Clippers
not
in
worried
the
about Denver.
I want to see the Clippers the in the Clipper. Finals. The Clippers. I want the Clippers to get to the finals, and then we can trash James Harden's dreams. As he doesn't show up for, he's at cheerleaders during game six or some shit.
Yo, not Delilah's a cheerleader.
No,
has
no,
Harden been West, he to got the finals? Western am Conference I missing finals something?
Once, I think.
Yeah, and he that was against that year.
Golden State. Were they playing? Yeah, was
Houston and Golden State?
And am they blew the. They missed like 21 collapsed. Straight shots or some shit like that. Terrible.
I was watching those last
two games. 28 or something in the fourth like, quarter shit. From three. Yeah.
I was like, these niggas want to lose. Don't. That's the reason why I don't.
I don't think he.
I don't want
to,
Harden
to even
make
you.
One.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think.
I never hate on niggas.
I don't think he getting there.
But I don't want Harden to even make one.
But I did want to ask you this, bro. Before we get into our topic, I wanted to ask you this. You got to go see WrestleMania last week.
WrestleMania, dog. Yeah. Melissa and I, we went to WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. We also went to SmackDown, which was crazy. And we went to Stand and Deliver, which was the NXT special event.
And NXT is like live the event, like call, the G League, right?
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like the farm team. You know what I'm saying? All of that shit was fly, dog. You know, I love wrestling. The fucking... So the main event of WrestleMania, we went on night two because I was... I'm going to edit this out. You know, I ended up buying four tickets, dog. So the first pair of tickets I bought... Mm-hmm. I was just looking at the view, like the joint, like, oh, the view from your seats. I didn't look at where it actually was. And I paid like $1,000 and bought tickets in the nosebleed and didn't want the nosebleed. So I was like the day before, I was like, I am not walking all the way up there and looking at this shit from there. So I went and just bought club seats closer. You know what I mean?
Did you
so
offer?
I ended up with four.
Did you offer? Did you like sell them on a ticket app?
I tried, but it was literally like the day of, and nobody bought the shit. So I just ate that shit. We went on night two to WrestleMania, and that shit was crazy. Like, I'm not gonna get into like all of my faves that I saw, but the last match, the main event. It was Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. Niggas know Cody Rhodes is Dusty Rhodes' son. And, you know, they go into war, right? And next thing you know, you just hear, da, 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 And like John Cena runs out and niggas are like screaming. Mm-hmm. Security, we were in like the club seating. Security is just standing there with us, like, like screaming, watching this shit. So they're like, I'm looking like security bulls have been here for like an hour. Like, ain't y'all supposed to like, yeah, they're just watching that shit. And, you know, they like going through the whole thing. And then next thing you know, you just hear, dong. And the whole, all of the lights went out in the stadium. And the lights went up and the fucking Undertaker is there. Dog. Niggas, in between that, The Rock came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like back into wrestling now or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, The Rock's, because The Rock.
Because the movies was tanking, that's why.
You said what?
Because the movies was tanking.
And he's on the board for TKO.
Okay.
The company that owns WWE and UFC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they put The Rock on the board. So he's been like popping out to events. Like they'll just be doing like a random SmackDown or Raw in like Cleveland or something. And you'll just hear, if you smell, and like The Rock will come out. People like, like throwing chairs and shit going crazy. So I think they made a deal with him. Like, yo, we're going to put you on the board. You know, you get stocks or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Own a piece of the company or whatever, but you know, help us out, help us use, you know, your star power and shit. So he's been in this whole storyline beefing with Cody Rhodes. So he pops in, he's like beating the fucking brakes out off of Cody Rhodes, and then the Undertaker comes in out of nowhere,
choke slam,
fucking slams him. Yeah, the choke slam, all crazy. And then, you know, Cody Rhodes comes in, pins Roman Reigns.
Because Roman Reigns is like his peoples, right? That's The Rock's peoples, right?
Yeah, Roman Reigns is his cousin. Okay, yeah. Their whole fucking family's in this shit. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
The Rock's dad and all that. Like, his dad and uncles was in that shit or something like that.
Yeah. His father married into the high chief, Peter Maivia, his family.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's like the Maivias, the Anaois, the fucking Fatus, they're all
I remember the
family.
Fatus, because that's, what you call it, they was, some of them was around back when we was kids. That name, I remember that name.
Yep. So yeah, they're like all in this shit. It's a couple new niggas that's popping out in this shit. It's, you know, it's like, it's crazy. But the shit, the sound in the fucking stadium, dog, with Cody
I'm
Rhodes,
sure.
Cause they've been building this whole thing up.
Yeah.
Like Cody, his dad could never win the big belt. So now Cody got to win the big belt to like finish the story and shit. And he left and then he came back.
Yeah. Cause he was with another wrestling thing for a while and shit. I don't really watch it, but I see, you know, what do you call it? Osmosis. I see the shit through osmosis. A lot of our friends and stuff like that follow that shit on Twitter. So like I'll be on like Twitter and I'll see people posting about it. So
man,
like I
catch shit.
Yeah. So I know it through like more osmosis than I do anything else.
Yeah. That shit it was wild, dog. Like when they announced him, it was like Cody Rhodes and like rang that bell and shit. Dog, niggas was screaming. I had the headphones, the joints you wear to the gun range. Cause like my ears are like sensitive. Like niggas can't even like scream next to me. I like want to like fucking choke. You know what I mean? Just on instinct. Cause of like the sensitivity. And I knew it was going to be rocking in that joint. So I had the headphones, the gun range headphones. The sound was still like, it was bananas how loud people were.
I mean,
and you know, it was like, 70
that's the thing too, because it was at the Vet, right?
Shit.
Or not the Vet, but Lincoln Financial Field,
the Link.
Yeah
it was at the Link.
Vet,
crazy
shit,
absolutely crazy. Yeah, that's a throwback.
Yeah,
that's a fucking throwback.
I saw SummerSlam when I was a kid at Spectrum. And that was like
crazy.
You know what, 20 some thousand people, so like imagine that three times that the Link, like
it was bananas, yo. I'll say this about the Link though, you don't really get a sense. You get a sense of how many people are there once you're in it and you're looking all around. But with this, it was packed. Like, they sold out the link. Or came close to it. I don't fucking know. But it was mad people in that joint. It didn't look that crazy, like, getting into it. And it wasn't that difficult to get in. It didn't feel like I was amongst 80,000 people trying to get into a venue. I don't know how they section that motherfucker off or whatever. Part
of
that, too,
is just because of the stadium, the size of the stadium, you're able to, like, just make bigger areas for people to congregate in as opposed to, like, trying to fit, you know, 35,000 into Wells Fargo or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a lot more cramped and shit. I could see that being a cool venue. I guess they had like the screen up, right, too, so you could see it like on the screen in the corner and shit.
Oh, the screens were crazy. Yeah, they had one giant one in the center, but then they had screens all around, like the perimeter.
Ah, okay,
that you
cool.
could look at too.
Yeah, because I remember going to see SummerSlam, and like, you know, we was nosebleeds, bro. Like, you know, but I remember it. Like, I just watched like the whole thing on the biggest, you know, Jumbotron and shit, pretty much. You know what I mean? Because everybody else was like that size, like wrestling each other and shit. Right. Like, it is. I remember my daughter was into wrestling for a little while. My youngest, she was really into it, and she went. My mom took her to a wrestling thing with my son, and I remember dropping them off. And, like, dude was, like, walking up to it. He had, like, a Randy Savage shirt on. He had, like, the shit, like, hanging off and shit.
Yeah,
like
the
tassels and shit. And I was, like, man, part of me wanted to go in. Like, a part of me really was, like, man, I kind of want to go in. I remember loving it so much as a kid. Like, and
same.
I remember crying when, like, Earthquake, like, jumped on Hogan. I remember all that shit, bro. I remember loving that shit as a kid. I feel this way because I almost got into F1 racing recently, and I legit was just like, I don't have enough bandwidth to like concentrate on anything else. I'm trying to absorb
a whole new world.
Yeah, to absorb a whole new world, and especially because if I got into wrestling like right now, I'd have to learn the whole shit, and I haven't watched it since WWE was a thing. So, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't watched it in so long. And I'm sure when you got back into it, it takes a while to just, like, know what the hell's going on.
Oh, it was research.
Yeah.
Yeah. it was research. I definitely spent, like, last summer or maybe the summer before just watching, like, old WrestleManias, old, like, Money in the Banks. And I mean old. I'm talking, like, 2015 up.
Yeah.
Shit that I had no context for.
Dude, the only reason I know like Roman Reigns for real is that a commercial. He was like did like a commercial where he like was like dancing with his daughter and shit. And I just remember them being like WWE maybe it was like WWE superstar Roman Reigns or some shit at the time. And so I was like, "Oh, like he's a wrestler, dude." And then I remember seeing something that was like, "Oh, he's like the cousin of The Rock or something." So like I was like, oh, okay. But, like, yeah, bro, I couldn't tell you who, like, last I remember, like, Bubba Ray Dudley and shit was wrestling. And
he was there at SmackDown that we went
to. Yeah, bro, like, I remember Jeff Hardy and them. Like, that's the kind of shit I remember, bro. I know, like, none of them dudes is around no more. Like, or if they are, they're just, like, around. They're not, like, you know.
Hardys are definitely still wrestling. They're in AEW. Dog.
Like, dudes wrestle fast. I noticed I think he was, like, still wrestling or may still be wrestling.
Sting just had his final match in AEW maybe a month or two ago.
Dude gotta be in his 60s,
which
bro.
Is bananas. Like,
yes.
We were little kids when I first watched Sting. I think it was... I don't know if it was like an NWA broadcast or like a WCW, because I know it. I think WCW like absorbed NWA at one point. But I was a little kid
watching
Sting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I distinctly remember watching Sting when
for
I
him
wasn't
to still
even
be wrestling
like,
now.
Rap like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just it was like I didn't have a like distinct taste in music yet. And Sting was wrestling, so dude's got, and I know I know he's probably close in range age to like Hogan, and Hogan's old as fuck. So I know Sting's gotta be old, man.
Yeah,
like that dude's got to be like probably almost 70 or something. Like, dude, I know I always respect them dudes because, you know, whether it's like, oh, it's not real, blah, 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 it's scripted. I get it. But still, man, your body got to do all that shit. Like, ain't no fake. Yeah, well, like your body ain't fake. Like, you know what I mean? You still got to do all that shit.
It's fucked up. To frame it this way, but motherfuckers get hurt doing that shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I don't want to get a soapbox about like the fake shit, but like, what TV show?
Yeah, they're all scripted. Scripted. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? It's not a basketball game where it's like, all right, we going go on the court and we go figure it out, see who wins, or a boxing match. You know what I mean? It's absolutely like scripted and like agreed upon, and they're, you know, choreographing the shit, but you still gotta do the shit.
You know, you gotta like, yo, you jump from 10 feet up in the air, it's still 10 feet up in the air, whether it's fucking real or not. You're still, your body is still doing those things, so you can get fucked up.
Yeah, you can't spread gravity,
dude. There,
you know what I'm saying? And they do that shit 300 days out of the year.
That's the thing. Them dudes are,
you know,
always working. They work all the time.
SmackDown on Friday and then Raw on Monday. But they do house shows all through that shit. Niggas is on tour doing that shit.
Yeah, they like the roots.
I didn't really
tour on tour 300 days out the year. Yeah. Like,
I never knew that when we were kids. Like, I knew house shows existed, but I didn't know it was a constant on the road thing. Coming back to it and like following the wrestling pages, I started seeing like, oh man, Tuesday night, you know what I mean?
Indianapolis.
Cody Rhodes was wilding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit. It clicked in my mind. I was like, oh, y'all are really on tour doing this shit year round. Like,
can't
that's
be
crazy.
Good for your body, bro. Like, it's gotta beat the shit out of your body, man. It's gotta beat the shit out of your body. I know they're doing like changes now with like the new organization that runs it and all that shit. Cause I know for a while it was like, you know, they dudes was like independent contractors, they didn't count as employees and like, so it's crazy. But like, yo, I'll say, man, like, I know like for a while it was a really like fun thing to like make fun of people who dug wrestling and shit. Like, oh, you know that. But like, yo, like you said, bro, this shit is entertaining. People love this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not somebody who tells people like, yo, man, don't enjoy your shit. Enjoy your shit, bro. Like, if this shit is enjoyable to you, you have a good time. Listen, man, you don't. If 70,000 people wanted to come see, do something, come watch something I did, bro, I'd be fucking humbled as fuck. So, like, there's a reason why this shit exists and has existed for as long as it has. You know what I mean?
There's nobody in wrestling like fandom that thinks like, you know, oh, the Undertaker really is like
a dead man,
supernatural fucking gravedigger or some shit. Niggas know the shit is characters and they're like, you know what I mean? Like, we not kids. I knew it wasn't real when I was a little kid.
Yeah, exactly. When I was a kid, I knew it wasn't real.
I had saw people get punched in the face, and I know you don't punch I know you don't punch nobody in the face like that. You throw a punch like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think like the detractors from it, I don't know what they think, the fans of it think. But no, it's like, we know Stranger Things ain't real, nigga. Like,
I know, you know, I know shit ain't real. I know the dragons in House of the Dragon ain't real. Shit looks good, though. And like, you know what I mean? Like, dog, it'd be different if it wasn't like entertaining to watch. There's a reason this shit is entertaining to watch. There's a reason why not everybody can be a wrestler, is because you got to be able to sell the shit. You got it. Like, there's a whole aspect to it that, like, yo, I know I couldn't do. You know what I mean? Like, I know I couldn't be out there like selling moves and shit like that. Like, you gotta, and you gotta be charismatic. You gotta sell. You have to, like, all that shit is important, bro. There's not like jobbers the way, at least I don't think there is like jobbers the way we, like, when we were kids, the Brooklyn Brawler was just like a jobber.
They recycle them now.
Okay.
Like, you'll be a jobber for like a year, mm-hmm. and then you get a championship push.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, Brooklyn Brawler, niggas like that, there was jobbers like forever.
Yeah, that's just all they was there to do. Yeah, that's all they was there to do. You know what I mean? Go out there and get beat on by like the Ultimate Warrior or something in a house match. And that's what that shit was for. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, no, I said I was going to try and watch it. The Sixers was playing that weekend, so I just like watched the Sixers games. But I'm going to try and like at least check out some of it. I know my brain doesn't have the bandwidth, bro. Like, because like you said, where you just were watching a bunch of old shit. When I started watching Premier League a couple years ago, I fucking deep dived on Arsenal because I'm like, oh, if I'm supporting Arsenal, I want to know the whole history of the motherfucking thing.
You gotta know,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, but it's the same thing, bro. Like, if I know if I gotta invest, like if I'm gonna invest a lot of brainwidth, bro, we gonna be in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want to get into a couple of topics real quick. There's been a big beef in hip hop. There's a giant beef in hip hop.
Is it the artists versus the streets?
that's what the beef should
be. That's the fucking beef that should be happening. Yeah,
somebody should be in dissing my opinion. The dude who owns Spotify. Can one of y'all diss that dude?
Yeah, humbly.
Yeah, like everybody and their mother is teaming up against Drake to just like throw shots.
Yeah.
I wasn't. So the whole thing kind of, I guess like Kendrick says basically it started back with like fucking first person shooter. They were kind of throwing shots there or whatever. I don't know.
No, I thought he said it didn't start
there. Oh, I thought maybe it didn't. I thought
he said that.
Yeah, I'll say this. I didn't like the original song that like everybody was all in love with Kendrick. Like that. Is it like, is that what it's called?
Like yeah. That. Yeah, with Future. Metro.
Now,
yeah.
I think the best thing that has come out of this beef is that beat for Like That.
That shit is hard.
That shit go hard. Yeah, I love that fucking beat. Kendrick's verse was okay, I guess. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean? But this is Kendrick's thing. He cops on somebody's song, and, like, now he's dissing people. I guess there was, like, other disses to Drake and on that record from Future too, I guess. Like I don't know. I'm mm-hmm. not sure. I'm 43 years old, bro. Like trying to keep up with like beefs. You know what I mean?
This young nigga yeah. shit.
Even though none of these dudes is young, they all like 40. So
right.
yeah. I was just like, okay. And then like I saw like ASAP Rocky, I guess, like dissed him as well. And then
yeah. Rocky threw some shit in.
Cole like dropped a diss record to Kendrick, but then like erased it and apologized, which is wild to me. I mean, whatever, bro. Like,
I hate it.
If you want your super peaceful shit, like, I get it. I completely understand. But
how you jab a nigga and then be on?
Yeah,
super peaceful
like
shit?
How you throw a jab and then be like, like, "Yo, nah, my bad, bro." Got, like, I wasn't trying to hit.
We
you
got
to
fight now. Like, you can't. Yeah.
Like,
you can't like hit a nigga and then hold his arms. Or, also, or no, brother, we got to be peaceful.
I get it if it was like, if it was going to be some real shit. If you was like, y'all was really going like, yo, if I go out to the West Coast, it's going to be something. Yeah. It wasn't that. Like, you wasn't going to get chased around like MC Search in Cali by like the Crips. That wasn't going to happen.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's just rhythmic. Poetry.
Yeah. Like, y'all making like
it's fine. These
poems to each other. Like, relax.
Yeah.
It's all for the love of the game. Like, I'm always that dude. Like, I you know, I've never been somebody who's like, oh, beefing is whack. No, like, you know, it's been always been a part of it. It's a, you know, competitive genre, like, you know what I mean? So it makes sense. Rick Ross dropped a diss. I didn't know Rick Ross and Drake weren't cool. Like, dog, part of that is the thing for me is just learning
it had been,
all yeah. the people who don't like Drake. Like, I had no idea, bro. Like, I just don't keep up with that. Like, it's just not that important yeah. to me. Then Drake dropped his diss that was, like, pretty good, I guess. I think the yeah. beat's kind of weak, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's
outside of that Metro shit.
None of the beats.
That Kendrick jumped on. Yeah, it's... Like, the Ross joint was all right, but
I'm not a big Ross fan either. Yeah. Like, I've never been, like, the hugest Ross fan. I respect the fact that he can, like, you know, he can rhyme and make catchy songs. Like, he's a good songwriter. Yeah. He definitely is. Just not, you know, he's not my favorite rapper. But, like, yeah. I mean, apparently there was another diss that dropped or something, or Drake has another. Dog, I couldn't. My whole thing is, like, I will say this.
Niggas making AI disses.
Yeah, that was the thing. When the Drake song diss, when the Drake song dropped, everybody was like, is this AI? And I was like, yo, man.
I hate that. I fucking hate it.
I'm telling you, man, we're in a bad place where motherfuckers is like, is this AI, though?
Yep.
Like, it's...
They made an AI Kendrick diss.
Oh, for real? I didn't know that.
Yep. I played it because it was on the timeline. Somebody shared it. And I looked and they were like, yo, Kendrick coming at Drake, this shit crazy. And I'm like, this seems fast.
Yeah.
This seems fast. So I played it, and within like a bar or two, I was like,
nah, yeah.
This shit's AI. It was too on the nose, and he's like referencing shit Drake said. I was like, nah, some nigga sat and made this. Yeah. And did like the AI Kendrick voice model or whatever.
Yeah, that's what's like kind of crappy is that like we're at a point with those AI voice models where we have to take a second and be like, also like it's part of like just being the internet too. Like, you know what I mean? We're very much taught to just be like, I don't know what's true.
What the fuck this is.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think it's good for the genre, you know, it makes people, you know, step their game up generally. Make better music.
What's wrong with that?
Nah, I'm all for it, man. Like, you know, iron sharpens iron, like let's, you know, good dudes go at each other and make good music. You know, the worst this is gonna be is Nas and Jay-Z type thing, where it's like they make fucking records about each other, maybe say some like real shitty stuff. And then, like,
tasteless shit.
And then they'll make a fucking record together in 2 years. So,
yeah,
they'll be on tour in 2 years together. I almost guarantee it, bro. Like, Kendrick and Drake will go on tour together.
Yeah. I don't want to be like an old head with this shit, but I'm genuinely curious. I have theories, but I'm curious about why the competitive, not talking about niggas be competing with, oh, I got these many streams or I got plaques or whatever. The competitive rhyming aspect of this shit, why so many of the artists have such little taste for it. I think it's happening on a certain or multiple levels or multiple reasons why. I think that one, this shit is so public, like the beefs. You know, a nigga diss you, and then the whole internet is making memes about it immediately. That's a dynamic that didn't exist back in the day. But I think that also skill has been so deeply deprioritized in mainstream rap music that a lot of these guys are probably looking at it like, and all of these guys are really excellent MCs.
Absolutely.
And I mean MCs, not like, you know, a lot of people from our age group and older try to say that, like, a lot of these guys are, oh, they're just commercial rappers or whatever. You could drop Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, anybody involved in this shit on a corner anywhere in the world, strip their fame away. If 10 niggas got in a circle and started rapping, all of them would shine anywhere on the planet. And to this day, you know, call me old head or whatever, that's how I judge this shit. If I took away your name and I dropped you anywhere on earth and let 8 niggas in a circle get busy, would you shine? Cole absolutely would, Drake would, and Kendrick would. Say what you will about Drake with the ghostwriting shit. I fully acknowledge that.
Hit records for other people. But you have to acknowledge, if you acknowledge that he has other rap people. Yeah,
he
like
be doing both.
Dude has written hit records for other people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I think he can turn on that spitting shit. I think he can turn it on when he wants to. The ghostwriting thing, because you know, I don't think maybe this is related to the beef, but somebody just leaked a reference track of Yachty doing a whole Drake song. The rhymes and everything. You know what I'm saying? Jumbotron shit or Jumbotron whatever it's called.
Yeah, I know that song. Yeah.
It's Yachty whole shit. You know what I mean? Apparently, it could be fucking AI.
Yeah, I saw an N95 reference track, and people were like, it's AI. It's not a real reference track. Yeah.
It's AI. So we don't even know. You know what I mean? But I think that skill aspect of it has been so devalued that a lot of cats, they don't look at it as, you know, I think that they're competitive in that way, but to a point. And a lot of them are probably looking at it like, yo, I don't want to be publicly embarrassed, you know, for rap. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to be publicly embarrassed. None of these other niggas is out here. They don't give a fuck. Like, these turn up niggas, they don't give a fuck about barring nothing down. Yeah. So why would I? You know what I mean? So I think that's why I think Kendrick cares, because it's also tied to his brand. You know what I mean? So I think he gives a shit. Drake, I think, is tied to his ego. This is all speculation on my part. But Cole is probably looking at it like, look, man, I could be famous and celebrated forever without having to step into the ring with this guy and embarrass myself. You know what I mean? Not everybody's like Meek Mill. Niggas got different thresholds of embarrassment that they can take. Meek is a nigga that could be publicly embarrassed. He'll give a fuck. He'll come back. And just whatever. Cole probably looking at it like, man, I don't really want it. Because there's nothing you can tell me, all that he my brother shit and all that shit. It's just rap.
That's the thing.
You know what I mean? You ain't killing a nigga mom. It's just rap. So all of that he my brother shit and all of that, it's hard for me to see. It feels like you just don't want to smoke with the nigga.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly.
Fine. That's life. Sometimes the nigga don't want it. You know what I mean?
I think you're like, you're really like kind of dead on. I think that's like, I think you see that in like the slam dunk contest, right? Like dudes that are real nice are just like, well, why would I go out there and embarrass? Like, what if I lose and shit? Like, why go up there? Yeah. Like if I'm Zion, what's in it for me? Everybody knows I'm nice. So like, there's no point in me doing this. Like there's nothing I'm gonna gain from this. I mean, Jay-Z took that route for a lot of stuff where he would just be like, yo, I'm not even gonna mention it. Cause like, I'm above it. I'm bigger than it. You know what I mean? So yeah.
You don't win. The niggas this aiming up at you.
Yeah.
They win. You don't win like, going down there.
If I'm Drake or something like that, then it's like, yeah, Kendrick, I'll respond to. Like, certain people like that, I respond to. But if it's like, yo, you're just a, you know, somebody, like, why would I give you the attention? Because then all the people, like, me mentioning your name just gives you more attention. So why would I do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you a nobody-ass rapper, and I know nobody ass rappers be doing shit absolutely. Like this, be dissing niggas. Yo, I just dropped a diss on Drake. You know what I'm saying? At the nigga on Twitter and shit. If I'm the biggest rapper in the world, me mentioning your name, and you a nothing ass nigga, or nobody know you ass nigga, me mentioning your name could feed your family for a month.
All of a sudden, you're screaming your rent up for a and month shit like and that. Yeah. People asking you to do interviews, and Vlad got you in and at paying you a couple grand to do an interview or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah. He's probably looking like, man, why would I even do it? But, you know, this big three thing, Cole, the shit, and I'm not trying to, like, jump on Cole back about this shit. You know what I mean? But it makes Cole look crazy where you're like trying to piece it up like, oh, we the big three. It's all three of us. We nice. And then kids turn around like, nah, nigga, fuck you. I'm better than y'all niggas. That's great. You got to stand on some shit then. Because that shit. But even then, how do you? Because I think this is also another dynamic to it. Cole can't go too far with Kendrick. Even if he's not afraid.
I don't think
the nigga's like shaking. He might be looking like, oh, this nigga, I don't want to get into it with this nigga. I don't think he's like afraid. You just said he amongst the big three. You just called this man one of the nicest in the world. How do you battle a nigga that you just said is the illest in the world?
Yeah.
But how do you even like, do that?
Yeah. Especially for when he's just like, well, I don't want to like personally insult people and I don't want to do that kind of stuff. Well, it's like, all right, well, yeah, if you've already said he's the best, like Drake got room where Drake's like, yo, I don't have a problem saying like dude's corny or tiny or like, I have no problem saying whatever the fuck I'm going to say. Yeah.
Drake, you know what asshole. I mean? So, he don't give a fuck.
Like, man, it's wild. Especially because when you think about it, you're like, if Nas would have did that shit back in the day, you'd have been like, oh, okay, I kind of see not. But like, Nas ain't even do that shit. Nas was like, oh no, fuck that, I'm better than you. Like, you know what I mean? And I definitely think mm-hmm. there's an aspect to it. Dude, when we was kids and we all rhymed and shit, we would battle each other or like go up against each other, try to make shit that was better than the last guy's shit. Like, that's kind of, yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, so,
part of it.
Like you said, I'm not trying to shit on Cole or nothing like that. I just thought that was like, whatever, man, like, I mean, he named it Might Delete Later. Like, he dropped that shit and then named it Might Delete Later. Like, yeah.
Hedging your bets off top, yeah. Bro. Yeah. I think he's an excellent MC. But he's not my flavor.
Yes.
He's a talented, yes. talented dude. You know what I mean? You know, I wish that the discourse around rap were not as toxic as it was, because niggas talk about, you know, oh, I want these niggas to rap. I want these, just get in the booth and rap. The intensity and the toxicity around rap discourse on social media in particular is mm-hmm. what keeps a lot of motherfuckers from trying their best or sticking their neck out.
Absolutely.
And doing this shit.
But
who the fuck wants the internet talking shit about them for a week?
Especially because like everybody goes, oh, Twitter ain't a real place. It's like, yeah, that's true. Twitter is not a real place. But like a lot of us exist on that motherfucker. And like if you on that shit a lot, and you next thing you know, all you seeing is memes on that and IG and fucking TikTok, everybody talking about how like, yo, your shit was whack. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, man. Like there's a part of it where it's just like, yo, I don't know if I want to get myself involved in that. Like, you know what I mean? Or be bothered.
Yeah. Niggas say Twitter not a real place. Anybody, you ever had somebody make you mad on Twitter?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You ever see a picture, somebody, oh, you know, we just had the baby, y'all. Somebody show a picture of their child, and you feel in your heart like, damn, he's had a baby. That's dope.
Yes.
That's real, dog.
It elicits real feelings.
You say what you want.
Real feelings.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's fucking real.
One thing I did want to touch on, this has obviously been big and in the news, is there was a whole thing that with Puffy that popped up, and I wanted to touch on this because I think it's important about how we discuss things. But there was a whole thing when the shit came out with Cassie, and she sued him and accused him of a lot of heinous shit. You know, Puffy's allegedly been involved in a lot of fucked up shit for a very long fucking time. You know, then recently, what was this, a couple weeks ago, the feds raided his crib, and a couple cribs, and it believed in sexual trafficking. Diddy was like, flew out the country. It's been crazy, right? And you know, I don't think me and you need to like say exactly, like, we obviously are against sex trafficking and like all that wild shit that Diddy has been accused of, right?
Saying. Shit.
I think more what we could talk about is more of like how we address someone like Puffy, someone like Afrika Bambaataa, people who are fundamental to the culture. Like, they, like, you can't talk about 90s hip hop without mentioning Puffy and Bad Boy. And like, you can't tell the story of the origins of hip hop without Bambaataa. Right. Like, these people, are, you know, shit, 90s R&B, R. Kelly is all over it. Kanye West. How do we discuss fucking hip hop without Kanye West, right? Like, these dudes are huge, huge figures. Yeah. And I think it comes down to like how do we talk about their impact, their music, right? And like, you know, there's a thing about separating the art from the artist, right? And for somebody like R. Kelly, I can't. Like, I hear R. Kelly's music, and like, I immediately think of like, does it help that like Age Ain't Nothing But a Number and, you know, all this shit, like all these songs.
Yeah,
it's really hard when you're like listening to it and that's the shit, right? But there is an aspect, like when I hear Planet Rock, I don't think of like Bambada as a child molester. I think of Planet Rock because it holds such a like place inside of me of like where it stands and what it means to the music, you know what I mean? That I think there's a difference. I hadn't listened to Kanye for a long time. And the other day I was like, man, I want to listen to something. I was driving my daughter, like I was driving back from Baltimore. So like I had 2.5 hours worth of ride and shit. And I was like, man, I want to listen to something. And I was like, it was right around the time when Kanye had came out and said like, I watched Kendrick on 30 hours and shit. So the song was in my head and shit. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to listen to Pablo. And I hadn't listened to it in a long time because I just, the thought of fucking Kanye was just not a great thought. I just didn't want to listen to him and think about it.
Yeah.
And I listened to Life of Pablo and I was like, man, this was a fucking really good album. It's still one of my favorite Kanye albums, if it's not my favorite Kanye album. And I was like, man, how do we go about dealing with stuff like Diddy? Like, because, I mean, look, it's the 30th anniversary of fucking Ready to Die. Like, Ready to Die came out 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
You can't talk about that album without talking about Puffy. And, yo, man, we all kind of, listen, Puffy, this isn't alleged. We all know he fucked over his artists on Bad Boy and all that shit. That's not even alleged. And then there's all types of alleged shit that happened as well. So you already had to, like, couch certain aspects to be like, yeah, well, Puff's kind of a fucking shitty person. He fucked over all his artists and shit like that. Now there's a whole level to that where you're talking about somebody who was involved in international sex trafficking. If that's what happened, allegedly. Yeah. I don't want to get sued. I wonder, and like I wonder, like I would love to get your opinion on this, of just like, how do we go about like talking about this going forward? Do we couch it with like, obviously Puffy's a piece of shit, but and go forward?
I think that honesty is the only way to really discuss this shit or write about it. You know what I mean? It's funny you brought up Life of Pablo, because Life of Pablo, I believe, was the last mainstream rap record that I ever reviewed.
I remember you wrote that review about it. Because they had the whole, like, release, right? Wasn't that the one that was released at, like, Madison Square Garden and all that shit? Was that that one?
Yeah, where they did, like, the simultaneous joints. I like, listened to it. I think that was Pablo. I listened to it in the theater. And then wrote a review like the day of, I don't even like doing that shit. Like the day of reviews, I don't even like doing that shit. But I got the assignment and I did it. I want to say it was Life of Pablo. It was whatever record.
I think it was Life of Pablo.
If I'm
remembering it right, because that was like that was the one before the shit out in like Omaha or Iowa or whatever, when he did the 4 album releases with him, Nas, Teyana Taylor, and the one with Kid Cudi, right? So I think it was Pablo.
It was whatever one that was around the time where he
said
said about slavery being a choice at TMZ. So I wrote about that. Like I you know, talked about how, I haven't read this review in a long time, but I talked about how celebrities and that bootstrap mentality that a lot of celebrities and rich people use to kind of justify their own wealth and fame and stature, how that kind of thinking is a similar coin to the slavery was a choice coin. So I talked a lot about the music, but I also talked about how a lot of Kanye West's perspective is rooted in some really poisonous ideologies, and how it is fucked up, how he was aligning himself with like the right wing and all that stuff. I don't trash niggas in record reviews no more like I used to. But I also don't feel an obligation to be positive with, you know, we're all talking about rich and famous people who are also abusers or also platforming, you know, white supremacy and like shit like that. I don't feel no, oh, how do I deal with this? Either I don't write it or we gonna go in and talk about the shit. You know what I mean? Afrika Bambaataa, I haven't written anything about Bambaataa. I've like mentioned him, you know, maybe around like the big three, him, Herc, and Flash. But I haven't really referenced Bambaataa. I'm gonna have to, some of the things that I'm working on, like the book shit, I'm gonna have to write about Bambaataa. But I don't think it's out of hand to address that shit in something that you write. It's, you know, a writer doesn't want to feel like they have to like shoehorn anything in, but I'd rather that than, you know, niggas just pretending that he didn't do what he did or wasn't accused of what he did.
I think that's important, right? I think it's important. Because, I mean, like, listen, man, let's not pretend like fucking Zeppelin and the Stones and all them dudes wasn't fucking having sex with underage girls. I mean, like, it's... And trafficked those girls across state lines and all types of shit. Like, that's known history. You know what I mean? Like, it's not known, right?
Yeah.
So I think it very much is the idea that, like, we have to... You either don't talk about them or you have to bring it up. It has to be brought up. It has to be couched in some way of being like, hey, yeah, like, you know, Puffy is a piece of shit. You know what I mean? He's also... You know, one of the architects to modern music on many levels. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think like I'm very much, I agree with you, is that like I think we spend way too much time trying to like pretend people weren't bad people and like speak like, you know, like if you're going to speak about the quote unquote founding fathers, also bring up the fact that most of them were slave owners and pieces of shit. And like all that shit is like they're humans, right? Like, you know what I mean? None of us are perfect. I think that's why I think it's important to talk about, like, you know, when we're, because it is very much this, right? Like you can't, like when the quote unquote cancel culture and all that bullshit, right? Like,
right.
There has to be a way back for people. Like for somebody who, you know, somebody who does something, there's a way back, right? But it doesn't mean that you don't mention the fact that, like, yo, this dude is a piece of shit. Like, he did fucked up things. Yes.
A lot of y'all niggas don't try to way back. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all motherfuckers say, oh, well, you know, all right, I fucked up or I said something people didn't like. Then, you know, what's so we just throw people away? What's the way back? A lot of y'all niggas say shit fucked up. The community says, yes, hey, that's fucked the problem. Up. We don't like it. And y'all double and triple down on it. Y'all aren't trying to, you know,
that's the point,
make amends because y'all don't believe the shit you said is fucked up.
You also have to be
sincere what you did is fucked up
in seeking your forgiveness and understanding that, like, you've wronged people. And I'm not saying like Puffy can like apologize his way out of this. Like, no, like that's not what I'm saying here. No. But like,
not the shit they say he
I think it is important, and it's also important for us as like human beings to understand that these are people, these people are human beings, and like despite the fact that we may consider them like, you know, musical geniuses or whatever, they're still human beings and they're still fucked up. And that does not mean, that's not to excuse their behavior or to apologize their behavior, like apologize for their behavior. They're fucked up people. But I very much have come to the understanding that it's like, you know, I still listen to, like, I've heard, like, I listen to Zeppelin songs and shit, and I don't couch it as like, well, Zeppelin, but like, yeah, I just recognize that, yeah, Zeppelin, they stole music. They were, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So like, I think it's about like your, like you said, like understanding and like how we talk about it and being honest and open about how we talk about it, because we spend too much time. You can't heal unless you like are truthful, like unless you're open about the truth, you can't actually heal that part. Like, you know what I mean? That part never heals. So yeah, I agree with you. I think it's honestly about just being open and honest and saying, like, you know, Puffy was huge in impacting how hip hop is, how music period. I mean, like, let's be honest, how music period exists to this day. He had a huge impact on that. He also might be, yeah.
Records was,
you know what I mean? Like, no bullshit. Dude is one of the biggest producers in the history of music. So is what's his face? What was my man who Phil Spector? Like, you know what I mean? One of the greatest producers of all time.
Phil Spector.
Also a piece of shit.
You can't even watch, man, you can't even watch Good Times without Good Times. You can't even watch Goodfellas without Phil Spector and them songs.
Yeah.
Be my little baby. Like,
dog, the wall of sound.
Man, it was hitting us with classics. Turned out to be a whole piece of shit.
One of the most impactful producers of music all time. He's also a piece of shit. Like, that's just how we have to discuss it now. You know what I mean? And, like, make sure we address it that way. Before we get out of here, because we're running long, I want to find out, did you listen to anything new this week?
Yeah, I've been rocking with Potato Head People, their album that came out a little while ago. It's called Eat Your Heart Out. Gorgeous, gorgeous fucking record. It's like some soulful, boom bap shit, soul shit. Redman is on it. Like, literally the first barbecue niggas booked me for this summer, I'm playing that record with Redman. Shafiq Hussein is on it, Abstract Root. It's a bunch of people. It's just like vocalists just getting down on like the most gorgeous. It the music kind of feels like a fucking fruit salad. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just with like mad colors and flavors in it. It's so breezy and dope. It's literally like right up my alley for when like people book me for like summery stuff. And have like this is one of those records I would play like four records off of. I'm DJing somewhere, you know, an outdoor event or whatever for 4 hours. I might play four or five records from this album throughout the course of the day. Yeah, it's really dope. Potato Head People. It's called Eat Your Heart Out.
I checked out Worldwide Whack from Tierra Whack, Philly Zone. I think it's a tremendous record, man. I really enjoy it. It is up there. Yeah, for
she's
me
so talented
with like top records of the year. I think it's, you know, it's dark in certain places. You know, she talked about battling depression and stuff like that, and that's very prevalent on the record. Which is also just like super fun songs, like Movies, like Shower Song, Imaginary Friend. Like, there's so many just like super fun records, and the dark shit is dope too. She is such a talented artist, man. The music is really dope on the record. Like, this record is so good, man. It was way better than I like thought I was expecting to go in listening to it. And It's really dope. She's such an inventive artist too, with like how she plays with her voice and her topics and the shit she talks about. Just like, she's just super talented. And I just love watching her win, man. Like, it's such an amazing thing. Yeah. Did you listen to anything else?
Yeah, I've been rocking with an older record, kind of revisiting this joint. The group is called Techno Animal, and the album is called The Brotherhood of the Bomb. It's the complete opposite of a lot of the like more soulful or like boom bap stuff that I might talk about on this show. This record came out in 2001, and it's crazy. Like, this shit, the beats sound like they like dipped them in concrete, or like ran like a sandblaster next to like microphones in the studio. It's like super hard edged, noisy in spots. Mad noisy. LP is on it. Vast from Cannibal Ox is on it. Anti-Pop Consortium are on it. Rubber Room out of Chicago, they're on the record. My man Dialect is on it.
I thought when you said like it was noise, I was getting ready to say like, oh, so like Dialect, right? Yeah.
Like, hearing those names, you know what this shit is hitting for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you play it on some speakers and it sound like a nigga like kicked you in the chest. It's the hardest shit ever. And yeah, that's one of them joints that
like
I've been.
Like industrial hip hop?
Yeah. It's like one of them joints I've been revisiting. Techno Animal, The Brotherhood of the Bomb from 2001. Crazy, crazy, crazy good record.
Where I'm gonna check that joint out. As soon as you started like describing, I was like, "Oh yeah, that's like I said." Like I was like, "Oh, like that, like yeah, you know." What I mean? I checked out. Shout out to the homie S. West. He just dropped a new single called "Too Tough." He actually sent this to me a few months ago. This and a couple other joints, and this joint is really good, man. And shout out, I'm gonna say it's on us. But, like, he drops the word John on here.
Hey.
So, I'm taking credit for that. You know what I mean? We're going to take credit for that. Nice. Our Philly influence on him is going to, we're going to take credit for that. But, yeah, the joint Too Tough is really dope, man. Like, good, like, spring, summer record. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, really that vibe of just, like, super dope. He's just a super talented dude. So, Too Tough by S. West. Check that joint out. Besides that, we can start wrapping up. We, like I said, we have a live show, if this goes up in time, tomorrow. If not, just keep your eye out. Check our social media, Serious Rap Shit, John_Liberator, JL_CCM on Instagram and Twitter. Serious Rap Shit on all those places. Follow our social media. When we have live shit, it'll be up there. Just in case, you know, since we're dropping this monthly now, you know, there's shit we have shit that just pops up sometimes that we don't expect it. So, you know, opportunities come. And also keep an eye out, man. We have some real cool shit we're working on. We've been working on some cool shit just over this past weekend. We were doing some cool shit. So there's some cool shit in the works, man. I can't wait for y'all to see some of the stuff we got going. Yeah. It's going to be really dope. We have a new documentary that's we're going to start working on. Well, we're working on now. We're in post-production on the new documentary. A couple other projects we can't really talk about yet that are super dope. But make sure you stay up with us on our social media, Serious Rap Shit on Instagram and Twitter. Again, John_Liberator on Instagram and Twitter, and JL_CCM on Instagram and Twitter. You can buy our merch at SeriousRapShit.com. And besides that, we'll be back again soon. Peace.
Peace.
Me and my friend take this rap shit seriously.